Welcome to Motivation to Write. This is the mini podcast version in which I share one writing tip per week. Today, we're going to talk about parallelism, also known as parallel structure. I have to tell you about my favorite writer before I dive into parallelism. Actually, she's one of my favorite writers, to be perfectly honest. I have a few favorite writers, but one of them is Joan Didion. Joan Didion writes mostly nonfiction, mostly essays, and she is remarkable. Oh my gosh, I am obsessed with Joan. Actually, I'm not obsessed with her because I'm not stalking her or anything, but I'm obsessed with her writing. So when I was in grad school, one of my professors assigned us to read an essay of hers called Los Angeles Notebook, which is published in her book called Slouching Towards Bethlehem. So Los Angeles Notebook is about the Santa Ana winds in Southern California. Now, if you live in Santa California, you know how miserable life can be when the Santa Anas are blowing. They are hot. They are dry. They ignite and spark brush fires. They spike your allergies. They make you feel irritable, and life is just icky and unpleasant. Now, he assigned us to read this in the month of October, which is appropriate because this is the month in which the Santa Anas really begin to blow in October, right? I read the first sentence of this essay by Joan Didion, which reads, "There is something uneasy in the Los Angeles air this afternoon, some unnatural stillness, some tension." Her foreboding tone in that sentence lured me to read the following sentence. What it means is that tonight, a Santa Ana will begin to blow. A hot wind from the northeast, winding down through the Cajon and San Gorgonio passes, blowing up sandstorms out along Route 66, drying the heels and the nerves to the flashpoint. That sentence mesmerized me because its momentum propels me, reflecting the winds whining, blowing, drying California, right? That sentence is so good, I have to read it again. I'm going to read it one more time. What it means is that tonight, a Santa Ana will begin to blow. A hot wind from the northeast, winding down through the Cajon and San Gorgonio passes, blowing up sandstorms out along Route 66, drying the heels and the nerves to the flashpoint. Can't you just feel the movement of that sentence, right? Now, how does she achieve this? She achieves this movement, this momentum through parallelism, which is also known as parallel structure, but I'm going to refer to it as parallelism throughout this episode. Now, in the simplest terms, think of parallelism as listing words in a sentence that are of the same family, that are members of the same family. Now, what families do we have? Mostly we're talking about the parts of speech. You have your verb family, your noun family, your adjective family, your preposition family, right? Okay, so I have three sentence examples. Let's look at how this works, okay? In example number one, I laughed and cried during the movie. Now, what two things am I listing in that sentence? The first is laughed and the second is cried. They both are simple past tense verbs. They are of the same family. So this sentence is in parallel structure. Notice the flow, right? I laughed and cried during the movie. Now, if I had said I laughed and was crying during the movie, that's not parallel and it doesn't really flow because even though I have two verbs that are in past tense, they're not the same because laughed is simple past tense and was crying is, what is it called? Past progressive tense. So it doesn't flow the same, right? I would either have to say I was laughing and crying during the movie or I laughed and cried during the movie. Either two of those would work and they flow. Let's look at the second example. Frank bought pizza, popcorn, root beer, hot chips, and Pepsi. He's going to need that Pepsi after all that junk food. Okay, so what things am I listing in that sentence? Well, I listed pizza, popcorn, root beer, hot chips, and Pepsi, all nouns, right? Notice how that flows. Now, if I had said Frank bought pizza, popcorn, he also bought root beer and was buying hot chips and Pepsi. Oh my gosh, Becky, right? Like, get rid of all the excess words keep everything in the same tense and make sure everything that you're listing, same family, right? Frank bought pizza, popcorn, root beer, hot chips, and Pepsi, period. Beautiful, nice and flowy. Third sentence, it was the most beautiful, heart-wrenching song I'd ever heard. What two things am I listing in that sentence? Beautiful and heart-wrenching, both adjectives, right? Parallel. All three sentences are in parallel structure. Now, I did mention that this is parallelism in the simplest terms. Now, it also means that you can list phrases and clauses that match. I should say that you should be listing phrases and clauses that match, because you want to make sure that everything you write is parallel, as you're going to, we'll talk about later why. But here are some examples of parallel phrases, and we're going to link this back to that Joan Didion example, okay? So here's example number one. The mouse darted across the living room behind the sofa through a small hole in the wall. Can't you just see that mouse moving, right? Now, in that sentence, what did I list? I listed three things. First was across the living room. Second, behind the sofa. Third, through a small hole in the wall. Those are prepositional phrases because they all begin with prepositions: across, behind, and through, right? List them all together very simply, and you have, I love writing sentences with parallel prepositional phrases because the movement is so exciting, right? I'm going to read the sentence again. The mouse darted across the living room, behind the sofa, through a small hole in the wall. You can definitely see this mouse just moving. Now, in the second sentence, the child stood staring at me, studying my face, taking mental notes. What are the things I'm listing there? Staring at me, studying my face, and taking mental notes. Notice how they all begin with ing words: staring, studying, taking. These are participle phrases because they all begin with participles. Third example, the display featured ribbons from Paris and bracelets made of seashells. What two things am I listing there? Ribbons from Paris and bracelets made of seashells. These are noun phrases because each phrase begins with a noun: ribbons and bracelets. Now, how does this relate to the Joan Didion example? Joan Didion uses parallel participle phrases to create that momentum in that sentence I read earlier, right? Here's that sentence for the third time in case you didn't get it for the first two times. What it means is that tonight, as Santa Ana will begin to blow, a hot wind from the northeast winding down through the Cajon and San Gorgonio passes, blowing up sandstorms out along Route 66, drying the heels and the nerves to the flashpoint. Did you catch the the participle phrases there? Whining down through the Cajon and San Gorgonio passes, blowing up sandstorms, drying the heels. Beautiful. It's like magic. I love it. Now, this is why, this is the effect of parallelism. This is why you want to use it. Parallelism creates momentum, balance, and clarity in your writing. So I encourage you to give it a try and watch your sentences glow, sparkle, shine, and pop. Did you notice my parallelism there? If you want to read my examples or just read a written version of this, please check out zazo.com. It is posted there, and I have a suggested resource. It is linked to, I guess this is also in the show notes, right? But I would suggest chompchomp.com. It's a wonderful site that really explains grammar concepts very simply. So chompchomp.com, I have it linked to the parallel structure page. And then I also have a link to Joan Didion's page if you want to learn more about Joan Didion. Thank you so much for your time. Please subscribe to my newsletter at zazo.com and make sure you check your spam in case you don't get the confirmation email in your inbox. You can also follow me at Facebook and Instagram at Motivation to Write and on Twitter at Ebony Haywood. I will see you next time. Have a fabulous week. Bye-bye.